Today's share in the Dershu Mishneh Berurah Yomi program is Daf Resh Mem Gimel Omud Beis. We're in the fourth volume of Mishneh Berurah, beginning a brand new siman today, siman Shin Ayin Dalet, which deals with the halachos of Nistam B'Shabbes Pesach O Chalon B'Mokum She'erubo. We are going to be dealing with, over here, you had a perfectly valid either opening or a window that we've discussed in the previous siman and what makes that valid, connecting two different courtyards, and these chatzeros are now, if they wish to, allowed to make a single Erev chatzeros together. What happens if this gets closed, either before Shabbos or on Shabbos? So the Mechaber starts off in Sif Aleph. Erevu derech chalon o pesach shebeneihem. You have two courtyards over here that are connected via a pesach or a chalon, a 4x4 tefach area that allows you to pass the items from one area to the other area. It's considered a valid passage if it's within 10 tefachim of the ground. We've had old discussions about this in the previous simanim, and this is allowing you to make a single erev chatzeros between these two courtyards. Now, this was done before Shabbos. The nistam b'Shabbos. On Shabbos, something broke over here. The Mishneh Berurah explains in Sif Katan Aleph, kigon shenoflo mapolos kinegdo. He brings down from Rashi and the Gemara in Erevin that, for example, the wall collapsed over here, something fell on it, and now this pesach, or this window between the two courtyards, is closed on Shabbos. The Chofetz Chaim points out in the Bir Halacha Dibra Maskul V'Nistam B'Shabbos, if this happened im Nistam Mibod Yom, if this happened before Shabbos, then Afilu Chaza V'Nivtach B'Shabbos, even if it got reopened up on Shabbos in a permissible fashion or even in an unpermissible fashion, Asurim, then this Erev Chatzeros doesn't work, because when does an Erev Chatzeros take effect? It takes effect right before Shabbos starts, during the Bein HaShemashos period of time. And in this situation, during the Bein HaShemashos period of time, this wall opening over here was not in existence. This Pesach over here, this Chalon, was already destroyed. And therefore, Adayin Lo Kanu Erev Meolam, on Erev Shabbos Bein HaShemashos, the Erev didn't take effect. So even though it may have been ready at 1 o'clock in the afternoon, but at the time of Bein HaShemashos, at 6 o'clock, it no longer was working. It wasn't able to be used, and therefore Knias Erev Ben Hashmashos Vikan Lohi Erev Ben Hashmashos Kivan Shah Pesach Sosim. The opening got closed off, and therefore this is not a valid Pesach, even though it would be opened up again later on Shabbos if it wasn't in existence at the start of Shabbos. And he says Vafilum Erevu Kvar Lifnei Shabbos. Even if they made the bracha, they said Hadei Neiruvin, they said everything that they were supposed to before Shabbos to make it into real Erev Chatzeros. However, it wasn't present. Osa Erev Nishar Adayin Kayim. And the box of matzahs is still there, but the opening is not. Einichon Lismoch Lo B'Shabbos Zu. Achar Sheniftach HaPesach. Even though the Pesach became opened up on Shabbos, somebody pulled away the rubble over here, it went away on its own, whatever the situation may be, nevertheless, this is not considered a valid Erev Chatzeros anymore. Hol Kvar Nisbatu Mibod Yom. Before Shabbos started, it wasn't in existence. When Kishanistam, when the war got blocked off, or the opening over here, the Pesach over here got blocked off. We don't say it reactivates itself once Shabbos comes. However, the Erev L'Shana Shiny, if this Erev was for an entire year, then it does make a difference. Shamar Mitchila Akol HaShabbosos, because you're making this for all future Shabbosos. V'kano Erev B'Shabbos Rishona Shoya Pesach Pesuach. And it worked over here on the first Shabbos that this was in existence, and therefore, if on a subsequent Shabbos it breaks down, afilu im achar kach nistam pesach v'niftach b'Shabbos acheres, afilu b'sof hashana chozer evinir. Here we do say chozer evinir because the first Shabbos that it was in effect, it did work. 10 Shabbosim later, the wall collapsed and there's no longer a pesach over there. It's all rubble. The rubble gets pulled away on that Shabbos. Then the erev re-exerts itself, and you'd be allowed to again transfer from one chotzer into the other chotzer because there was an existing erev of Chatzeros originally. Now, let's continue with the Mechaber. So he says, Mutarm l'shtamesh derech gova hakoso v'chorav. You would still be allowed over here in this situation where the Erev was in existence before Shabbos started, at the beginning of Shabbos, and only it got destroyed during Shabbos. The wall collapsed, and there's still more than 10 tefachim high of rubble over here, so you don't have an opening between the two, but the window that you had there is collapsed. So you still would be allowed to go and pass stuff over the top of the wall from one chatzah to the other, or through little holes in the wall that on their own aren't a pesach, but you would be allowed to go and use the walls over here with holes or over the wall to transfer from one yard to the other because they still have a valid Erev Chatzeros between them. The Mishneh Berurah explains this if caught in bays. Mizo lezo b'Shabbos zu. On this Shabbos, you would still be allowed to, even though there was no Pesach over v'nistam ha-Pesach b'Shabbos, because it was good at the beginning of Shabbos. And we have the principle, once it's mutter at the beginning of Shabbos, it's mutter for the whole Shabbos. However, the Shaar HaTzion, the Chofetz Chaim points out in Os Aleph, the Shabbos Acheres, if it remains still stuffed up, if it remains nistam in future Shabbosos, then it wouldn't be allowed to be used to carry from one chotzer into the other chotzer. The Mishnah Berurah continues, he says, V'kosha ken kol achas liatzma dumateris. And certainly, the two courtyards on each on their own side can still certainly carry within their own courtyard. Also, she'ena erev munach b'socha, even the courtyard that doesn't have the erev in it. Again, these two courtyards made a combined single erev chatzeros. So they put the box of matzos in a house in the left courtyard. So now, the opening between them has been plugged up. It's been nistam on Shabbos. So since it worked at the beginning of Shabbos, it still works now that you could transfer stuff from one chotzer to the other over the top or through a little hole in the wall. And certainly, each courtyard is allowed to still carry within its own courtyard, including the courtyard that doesn't have the box of matzos in it. It's not ruined. They still have an Erev Chatzeros for both, really, and they are certainly allowed to carry within their own courtyard. That's not a problem. Sivkot and Gimel, you can pass stuff over the top of the wall or through the holes. Rotz Lomar, the Mishnah Berurah is explaining the Mechaber. Afo gav da achshav shenistam, even though there is no window or Pesach between them now, ain ruling lisar v'yachad. And if they were to start from scratch now, they wouldn't be able to make an Erev Chatzeros. Talo ain bachorim shir chalom, because none of the holes over here are big enough to be 4x4 tfachim. Nevertheless, afilu hochi lo nisbatu la'erev al-Shabbazu. For this Shabbos, since it was good at the beginning of Shabbos, it's good for the rest of the Shabbos. The kivin shurta b'tchilas ha-Shabbos, hotor l'chol ha-Shabbos. Shabbos, as I just said. The Mechaber continues and he writes, Va'afilu an Erev Lishana. If you made this Erev Chatzeros, this was the custom, as we pointed out previously, they would make it an Erev Pesach, they put a box of matzah there, and it would last for the whole year. To make an Erev Chatzeros for the whole year, they'd leave it in the rabbi's house, they'd leave it in the shul, wherever the appropriate place was to leave it. And then, Va'afilu an Erev Lishana, V'nistam HaPesach B'chol, and during the weekday, it got destroyed. The window, the opening between the two courtyards got destroyed during the weekday. V'niftach B'Shabbos, and it opened up again on Shabbos, and the Ramah adds, Vafilu stoma b'mezit, even if you intentionally closed it off over here, chazar ha'erev l'tero, as we already pointed out in the first Bir Halacha, since this was done and it worked for the first Shabbos of the year that they had it, so then in a subsequent Shabbos, even though the wall was sealed off between them, the opening, the Pesach of the Chalom was sealed off between them, even during the weekday, as long as it's open on Shabbos. So if, certainly if it's open at the beginning of Shabbos, it's good the whole Shabbos. But even if it only opened up at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, on Shabbos afternoon, so then at least for the rest of that Shabbos, Chazar Erev Lehetero, then the Erev returns to its former status over here. Mishnah Berurah explains the Sivkot and Dalit wrote Salomar when the Mechaber told us over here that it opened up on Shabbos. Lo miboyi doesn't have to tell us im niftach kodem haShabbos avadi haErev. As I already pointed out, you certainly don't have to worry that if it closed itself off on Tuesday and then you got the construction people to go fix it and Wednesday you have the window up again. So certainly, da beis knisas haShabbos hayu kvar pesuch mizulzul. So then at the beginning of Shabbos it perfectly was okay. So the chiddush over here is el afilu im niftach b'Shabbos gufa. The wall broke on Friday afternoon, so the window is destroyed and there's no opening over here between Chotzer A and Chotzer B. And in the middle of Shabbos, whatever caused the window to be broken over there, it's now again open. Since this worked one time at least on a previous Shabbos, since the Erev Chatzeros did take effect for the previous Shabbos, therefore, for another future Shabbos, even though it was closed at the beginning of Shabbos, and therefore technically at the beginning of Shabbos when it was closed, the window between them was not open. It wasn't able to pass stuff from one to the other. The window was destroyed. But if it gets somehow reopened during the middle of Shabbos, we don't say that it's totally gone. As soon as you have that window or that opening between them now usable, the Erev comes back and becomes a perfectly functional Erev again from that point in time on that Shabbos. The Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Hay explains, the Ramah said, even if you close it off on purpose, intentionally you close it off for whatever the reason, but then you opened it up again. However, the Mishnah Berurah says, the Morgan Avraham and Kama Achronim tzididu le'asor b'zeh. They disagree with the Ramah. Then the Morgan Avraham and others, you can see in the Shaar HaTzion Oz Dalet, this includes El Yerabit, the Tosefta Shabbos, and the Korban Nisano, they all disagree over here and say that if you intentionally closed it off, kishachos v'niftach b'Shabbos, and it opens up now on Shabbos, it's no good. The Kivin Shusasam HaPesach Shebein Shtei HaChatziros b'Meizin, since you intentionally closed off the opening, the window, the Chalon, or the Pesach between them, have a Kibitel or Erev B'Yadayim. It's as if you intentionally destroyed the Erev HaChatziros intentionally with your hands. The Hare Gale Daite Sheno Chavetz Be'erev. You have essentially stated, I no longer wish this Erev to be in effect. And therefore, Vim Kain, Kivin Shebein Hashmoshu Shuzman Cholos Erev Hayodayin Sosum, since in this scenario, at the beginning of Shabbos, it still was closed off, so you can't say that the previous Shabbosim was working, so this Shabbos it should work also if it comes back into place. No, you would mevatel it, essentially, according to the Magen Avraham and these other Achronim. Lo Mahani Kishiniftach Achakach B'Shabbos Gufa. Therefore, in this scenario, they disagree with the Ramah, and they say that it would not work. The Eil HaKel, Kishas Samo B'Mezid, the Mishnah Berurah says you shouldn't be makel over here to allow this to reactivate if it occurred B'Mezid that you shut it down. Elik Shniftach Kodem HaShabbos. The only way it would work would be if it on Thursday or Friday, before Shabbos started, it was reopened. The Azamrinun option is Batal Mikor. In that situation, they would agree with the Ramah that even though you intentionally destroyed it, Kivin Shechaza V'Niftach, since it got opened up before Shabbos, Hariyal Koponim, Hem Shutvim B'Pashal Erev. The Pashal Erev is still over there. And therefore, they're still considered partners. And therefore, it's still considered as if they're one entity. And therefore, Bein HaShmashos, Shuzman, Kinyas Erev. So now, at the Bein HaShmashos, the Erev reactivates itself. Hari Yesh Pesach B'Neim, Shuroi L'Erev. The Arev. They have over here a Pesach. They have the box of matzos. They are partners in this box of matzos. So therefore, it's as if everybody's living in one house together. And therefore, the Erev does reactivate in this situation. The Mishnah Berurah does say, he says, this is the way you should, in fact, hold Lamaisa. He brings down the long arichas over here in the Bir Halacha, Ayin Sham. However, he says, in the Eis Shesusamo, Hoyobedato, Rak Lefi Shah. If at the time that you intentionally destroyed this Pesach or Chalon, you had intention that it was only a temporary thing, and you were going to reopen it, then the Magen Avraham and these other Achronim would agree then with the Ramah, that even if you intentionally destroyed it, but it was only a temporary destruction of the Chalon or the Pesach, and you intended to rebuild it before Shabbos started, so then even if it didn't get rebuilt before Shabbos started, and it was only opened up on Shabbos, it would still be good, because the original Erev Chatzeres that you made was never really mevutal in this situation. So this is the first opinion of the Mechaber along with the Ramah, that Chazer HaHerev LaTero in these situations. However, then the Mechaber brings down that the Rambam disagrees. Ula Rambam ein mutu letaltel elo kol achas liatzmo. According to the Rambam, in this situation where it's nistam b'shabis, you would not be allowed to go and carry from Chotzer A to Chotzer B over the top of the wall or through the little holes that are in the wall over there. He says they remain two separate entities in this situation. And therefore the Mechaber says, Ula Rambam ein mutu letaltel elo kol achas liatzmo. They didn't lose their status of being a separate courtyard. So each of them is a separate courtyard which did have an Erev Chatzeros, and Mastama, even on the side that doesn't have the box of matzahs in it, they still are fully allowed to carry from their houses into that courtyard, from that courtyard into their houses without any problem. Because the Erev Chatzeros may not allow them to carry from courtyard A to courtyard B anymore because the Pesach was Nistam, but within the courtyard, L'kol Achas Liatzma, they're still allowed to go and carry. Avo Mizu Lazo Lo. But the Mechaber tells us that carrying from courtyard A to courtyard B, again, over the top of the wall or through the holes in the wall, the Rambam would say is not allowed. The Mishnah Berurah brings down in Sivkot and Vav that the Rambam statement is quite a reish hasif. It goes back on the very first statement that the Mechaber had made. Hecho shenistam haPesach Shabbos, talking about where the Pesach was perfectly good at the start of Shabbos and then it got closed off on Shabbos. Diladea Rishon, according to this first opinion of the Mechaber, not the Rambam, but the first opinion that the Mechaber brings down, Mutu lishtamish mizol lazo derech chorit. You were allowed to go and carry from courtyard A to courtyard B and vice versa, either over the top of the wall or through the little holes in the wall that didn't have the halachi status of a Pesach or a Chalon. However, Ula Didei, according to the Rambam, Eino Mutter Ela Kol Chotzer Liatzma. According to the Rambam, you're not allowed to carry from courtyard A to B or B to A. You can't go through the little holes or over the top, but courtyard A can still carry within itself, La'atzma, and courtyard B can still carry within itself, La'atzma. The issue footnote number 2 explains the reasoning behind the Rambam. He brings down from the Magid Mishnah in Hilchos Erevin, Shehu mea Brice, it's based upon a Brice from Shabbos, Legabi Svinos Shoyu Kishuros Venisiku B'Shabbos. If you have two rowboats, let's say, two boats that are tied together before Shabbos, so they can then make a single Erev Chatzeres, so you carry from one boat to the other. But what happens if the tie got untied on Shabbos? Nifsiku B'Shabbos, the boats are no longer connected. In this situation, Sharsuris Lataltim Izulazu, you can no longer carry from boat A to boat B. And the Rambam, he says, learns from here. Shekmo kein chatzeros mu'uvavos. This is the exact same halach in regards to two courtyards that are connected, not by a rope, like the two boats, but by a window, a Pesach or a Chalon. And now, Shinistam a Pesach b'nehem, so if the Pesach between them gets destroyed, that's the equivalent of the rope between the two boats getting destroyed. Dinon kemo svino shenifsaku, and therefore, each boat can still carry within its own boat, but you can't transfer from boat A to boat B. So too, each courtyard can still carry within its own courtyard, but you can't transfer from courtyard A to courtyard B. And the understanding over here is explained further by the Eben Ozel. Shedin Shabbos Shehutra Hutra. Why don't we sell via? Once you're allowed at the beginning of Shabbos, you're allowed throughout Shabbos, so why don't we allow you to still carry through the Chorin or above the wall, like the first opinion in the Mechaber? Why does the Rambam disagree with that? So he says, Davko ba'osa mokum shoyebo hetem itchila v'spat l'sibas heter. It's only in a situation where it's perfectly permissible, and then something came along, you didn't have to do anything. It was perfectly permissible before that, and then something comes along to ruin it. Then we say, once it's hutra, hutra. But if you had two separate places and the bind between them was snapped, was detached in some way or broken, now you can't go and say, well, it was always permissible. No, it was only permissible because of this binding between them, either the Chalon or the Pesach in our case, or the tie between the two boats. And therefore, if that's broken, you go back to the original situation where each one is a separate entity. And the Mishnah continues, and he says, "Varavusu the chiddush over here of the Rambam, that filu osa chotzer she'ena erev munach besoch muteris. The chiddush over here is that even the courtyard that doesn't have the box of matzahs in it, let's say the box of matzahs was kept in courtyard A, so even though the courtyard B doesn't have a box of matzahs in it, they're still allowed to carry within courtyard B." The Rambam says, if it did get reopened on Shabbos, he doesn't disagree with the basic thing, however, that if it got reopened on Shabbos, then the Erev returns to its original place. How do we paskin? The Mishnah says, we paskin like the first more makel opinion of the Mechaber. You can see which achronim are included in this statement. Kasu achronim. He brings down in the Shaar HaTzion Osches Shekein Pasu Kol Rishonim. He says all the Rishonim hold like this: the Rabbeinu Chananel, the Ravid, Rashi, the Rabbeinu Yonasan, the Rashba, the Ritva, the Or Zerua. In Dirsha footnote number 3, he brings down this is all the opinion, also the opinion of the Shiltos. And he actually brings down a different gears in the Gemara that Beferish states like this first opinion in the Mechaber. Ayin Shom, the rest of Dirshu footnote number 3. With this, we conclude today's shir.